Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Shock Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
All right, because Shime was so invested in Monday Night Football, I got to be honest, I don't know where he stands this morning. I know he was texting me when Melvin Gordon's prop hit, but I also know there was needed some Broncos action last night to close out a big tease or big parlay. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mud. I am good. I'm okay today.
Okay, so where did we end up with? We know Melvin Gordon got it done for you. They threw to a lot of running backs to the Broncos last night, a lot of checkdowns for Russell Wilson. Where do we end up in the tally? Was it a good night or a bad night for Chris Scheim?
Overall, it kind of broke even, unfortunately. You can actually follow if you're on the Action Network app at all. I've started keeping track of my bets in there.
They have a
bet tracker. I made sure to follow you on there, so you can go ahead and follow me back. So I'm technically up 1.66 units, not including my my teaser loss and my early 4.5 Denver loss, because I didn't have the Action Network app at the time to keep track of my bets.
Wait a second. I got two Chris Scheims here.
Oh,
Christopher Scheim and Chris Scheim.
The username should be Chris Scheim _.
With you with a backwards hat on?
Yep,
boom,
that's
there
me.
We go. Oh, yep. Look at Tyler Devitt's on there, too. How about that?
Oh, we'll have to get Tyler
TD.
Devitt.
Look okay, at that. There you go.
So, ultimately, the props I gave out on this show, or the picks I gave out on the show yesterday, all of them cashed. The under hit, Cortland Sutton over yards hit, Melvin Gordon over receiving yards hit. All three of them hit.
Nice.
Easy money. It was wonderful. Unfortunately, my teaser fell flat on its face thanks to a Broncos inability to control the clock. I don't understand
just
that.
Just unbelievable.
They also went for a play that has a 4.8% success rate when they could have gone for it on 4th and 5, which has a 49% success rate. At least that's what the success rate was last season in the NFL. So, you know, they could have done that. Instead, they tried to kick a field goal, which has been made 2 out of, I believe it was like 40-something times, whatever 4.8% is. And then it's upsetting because my teaser would have cashed as long as the Broncos won. That's all I needed. And they couldn't get it done. And you paid $240 million for a quarterback to put you in range for a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, I get that there is, and I don't think people listening to this podcast would fall into this category, but there's a certain football fan, Scheim, that is still they're not ready to buy into analytics. They're not ready to buy into, you know, the aggressive nature of coaching. They hated that Mike McDaniel went for it on 4th and 7 on Saturday. I don't think they're listening to this podcast, but I mean, you don't have to be super analytical to recognize what Nathaniel Hackett did last night.
It was dumb.
Was like was borderline. It was embarrassing and borderline coaching malpractice.
Yep, 100%.
Is what it was, by letting that clock run down, by only taking that, letting that get right, put the timeout, all letting the clock run down. The field goal attempt, not going for it, not going for a field goal earlier. Like, there were just so many basic coaching mistakes, and it was fun to watch the post game. I wasn't heavily invested last night at all, but it was an interesting game, and I wanted to see if the Seahawks were going to hold on. You know, Geno Smith got out to a great start, and I wanted to see Russell Wilson on the road. How does it end? And it ended with Nathaniel Hackett being a boob. Like, yeah. I don't need to see much more.
And it's crazy
is,
to me.
It is hyperbole. I get it. But you're not going to find a worse coaching debut than Nathaniel Hackett last night.
And it's crazy to me because Wiggy and I talked about it this morning on the Greg Hill Show. It's like every coordinator on earth should, in a final drive scenario, know, okay, if we fail to convert on 3rd and 5, are we going for it on 4th and 5 or are we kicking the field goal? It's very simple. You should know ahead of time. You shouldn't then have to come up to the line of scrimmage and eat 30 seconds and then decide to call a timeout. No, what you do is you call a timeout right away, you get your best play in, and you run your play. It's that simple. And it's, I just, the fact that they went for the field goal there, it just, it makes no sense to me. You have Russell freaking Wilson. You paid $240 million for this guy, a quarterback. You have one of the most electric running backs in football, another reliable running back, two receivers who were having great nights, and tight ends that decided to come out of nowhere, or at least one of them just literally appeared out of thin air in Andrew Beck and decided to catch balls he never should be catching. And then Albert O was pretty good and a guy that people kind of had high hopes for. And yet, you just decided, now we're going to try and kick a 64-yard field goal. What a freaking baboon. What are we doing?
I will say this. Like, I know you mentioned the no-name tight end and Beck and the Broncos and Seahawks both threw to a bunch of no-name tight ends last night.
Yep.
I was thinking, like, these guys I've never heard of. And it was Beck. And who's the other guy for Seattle who scored with the long hair?
Not Disley, the other guy.
No, not Will Dusley, because he's absolute dust.
Colby Parkinson.
Okay. So I get that I've never heard of those guys. I have to be honest. When Parkinson scored, I turned to my – I think he was still awake. Yeah, I might have texted somebody. I don't think my son was awake at that point. And I'm like, these guys can get no-name tight ends in the game. Bill Belichick can't figure out how to work with Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. So there was part of me that was jealous that they ran these misdirections and plays that freed up tight ends. And it's like, why won't the Patriots do that? Aren't they doing that, Sean?
Do you want to know the worst part? Mutt, can you tell me how many tight ends Russell Wilson targeted within that game last night?
At least four.
Tight ends.
Yeah, at least
four of them.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Wait,
are
you saying that's bad?
Yes. What the hell are we doing? Why are these targets going to Eric Saubert, Eric Tomlinson, and Andrew freaking Beck? To his credit,
Beck
made an
good.
Unbelievable catch down the sideline with one hand.
He looked better than Hunter Henry.
Yeah, but all these guys looked better than Patriots tight ends. But why are we throwing to these guys when you have Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon? I just don't. And why is Mike Boone in the effing game? Why? The two running backs are plenty. Like, it's the old argument with Brad Stevens. His bench is too deep. Cut it down. Get a better rotation in. What the hell are you doing? Be a little bit more efficient with the players you're choosing to get targets to. Get them to your playmakers. That's the job. That's what you're supposed to do. And it was infuriating watching that game at points.
Well, for you especially, like I think the world, I think a lot of people, and I'm sure it was a great game for Vegas because I bet you there were so many parlays.
92% of bets were on the Broncos.
Yeah, and I did see, and I should have tweeted this out at the time, because you texted me, like, the entire world was on the Russell Wilson over bet, and thank God it was -150 and never moved because I didn't get a chance to lose on that, which was nice. But the other stat I saw, that Monday Night Football dogs the last 20 years are winning at like 65% week one.
Yeah.
And I thought, is there a chance? I didn't do it. But the contrarian nature of betting might have led people to just bet the Seahawks blindly because the public was so much on the Broncos last night.
100%. And I think John Ewing tweeted it out. So
that's who it was. Yeah,
I love John. Week one betting recap.
Yep.
Favorites were 10-5-1 straight up, but 8-8 against the spread.
Yep.
Favorites of 3+ points were 3-7 against the spread. And then teams getting 50%+ of the bets, 6-10 against the spread.
Yeah, fade the public. Hashtag fade the public. And that's why it was interesting last night. You know, I wanted to watch the whole homecoming, and I do have some season-long investments in best ball and Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. I want to see how that's going to play out. So it was a very interesting game. We didn't get the Monday night doubleheader. We do get it next week, Sean. Just looking this morning at week two, we get the Monday night doubleheader for week two, not week one.
I saw the commercial for that yesterday, and I found that very, very weird, because it's what? We had the Vikings, is it Vikings-Titans, and then Bills and somebody else on Monday night next week?
It is exactly that, and I will tell you because I'm scrolling down to it as we speak. It is Bills-Titans, I'm sorry, at Buffalo. Then you get Eagles and Vikings.
Well, Eagles-Vikings. That's going to be a great game.
Yeah. It should be. You have two talented. I don't know why we're getting it, but I'm just giving you ahead of time. We have two next Monday.
Can I also make an edict? And this is just because I have to get up super early. I think the NFL, like the Tennessee-Buffalo game next Monday, should start all primetime games at 7:15 or 7:30. I'd be fine with that. Why are we not kicking off until 8:30? Why? What are we doing?
I don't know. Well, they want it in primetime. And it was jarring, and it worked out well because they really are really good. And I think you tweeted this out. It was nice to have a real broadcast.
Buck and Aikman are the best.
They really are. They joined SVP after the game. It was a good conversation there. So I apologize that the Broncos could not get it done, but Mary Proppins 3-0 in props is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty good.
If I'm going 10-1 in props every week, I think we're in okay shape, even if my picks aren't the best. And I still went 1-2 with my picks. So you know what? I'm wheeling and dealing over here.
Admittedly, I have not even done a deep dive, not even a real light dive into the Week 2 slate as of yet. Now we get Chargers and Chiefs on Thursday, Patriots-Steelers 1 o'clock in Pittsburgh. It sounds like Mac Jones is going to be okay. He told the media he's going to practice tomorrow, so it sounds like he's going to play. So I have no early leans, I have no early locks, no early ideas, nothing yet for Week 2. Most of our Week 2 stuff will start on Wednesday on this show, Shine.
Yep.
But I'll defer to you. Is there anything you've looked at already you know you're going to be playing here in Week 2 in the NFL?
So we talked about it yesterday, and this total just keeps moving down. So I'm kind of glad I got on it early. The Patriots-Steelers total is now down to 40.5.
Makes sense.
It's going to keep going down. So that's why if you want to get in on the under, get in on it early. I ended up teasing that under, so I get it up. I got it up to 47. Patriots Steelers under 47 with the Bengals laying a half a point against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Because without Dak, you're talking about Cooper Rush. There's no way Cincinnati goes 0-2 against Mitchell Trubisky and Cooper Rush. I just can't see it. And I understand it's the home dog thing early in the season again. I'm probably playing into that trap. But I can't imagine Joe Burrow goes 0-2 against those two quarterbacks.
Yeah, my only caveat, and I'm not trying to talk you out of this now, is I watched the Dallas pass rush against Brady.
It was really good. Micah Parsons is awesome.
And there might be a chance that the Bengals' revamped offensive line still might not be very good because Pittsburgh was all over Joe Burrow in that game on Sunday.
And
so I understand what you're saying. But I do have concerns about Cincinnati's offensive line. I thought they'd be much better this year, but week one did not produce that result.
The good news, however, though, is what you did see from the Buccaneers. Leonard Fournette had 127 yards on the ground. Joe Mixon is better than Leonard Fournette. So I kind of expect a big night out of Joe Mixon.
And Mixon was super involved. They trailed most of that game, and Mixon played a ton.
He had 27 carries. He had more carries than Joe Burrow had pass attempts. He had 27 carries and Joe Burrow 26.
They were trailing the entire game.
And that's what I mean. And Joe Burrow said it last offseason that they're going to get mixing the ball more because they know they're going to face a lot more too high safety. You're probably going to see that's exactly what Dan Quinn's going to do with the Dallas Cowboys. And so Joe Mixon is going to touch the ball a ton. So that's what I went with early. The other thing I'm looking at too is I'm actually looking at the under in Chargers Chiefs on Thursday night. A, because it's a Thursday night game, so it's short rest for both teams. I understand that Mahomes just lit it up. Herbert just lit it up. It's a division game. These games always go under. Again, it's a Thursday night on short rest, and the entire world is going to be on the over because that's what they want to see. So my initial lean for Thursday night is the under, but I'm going to do some more research.
Yeah, I will tell you on Thursday, if you live in a state or you have an opportunity to keep refreshing, waiting for this to pop up, it's not there right now. It was there to open, and it's now down again. And I noticed there's a bunch of different prop bets. To their credit, DK posts stuff nobody else posts.
Yep.
And they posted a Sky Moore receiving prop. They've taken it down. Just keep an eye on that. I'll be curious to see it. He only had one catch in week one. I suspect there's a bunch of guys like this, Shime. I have a list of guys, that including Sky Moore and Allen Robinson, guys who were not involved in week one that I expect, because of the narrative, will try to get fed more in week two. And Sky Moore is on my list. And so I'll be if you folks see it, tweet us, tweet at us and let us know when it's posted at BetQL Boston. Anywhere in the low to mid-teens, I'll be hitting the over on Sky Moore receiving yards on Thursday night. But again, it doesn't exist right now. I'm not giving it out, but I'll be looking for it, and hopefully between now and Thursday, they do post it because I expect him to be more involved. If I think it's going to be more of a shootout and less Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, I want some Sky Moore shares if I can get them on Thursday night.
Cool. Love it.
I'm also invested in him for Rookie of the Year, so maybe
I'm wish casting it
into existence. Red Sox and Yankees tonight at Fenway Park. You have 12 home games left, I think. So if you want to see Xander Bogaerts in a Red Sox uniform, I might want to try to get to these games in the next 12. It's Gerrit Cole and Nick Pivetta. I don't trust Nick Pivetta at all. My first inkling was to go to Gerrit Cole strikeout props. He had 14 strikeouts last time out. And unfortunately, they have jacked this thing way up beyond belief.
Over 6.5 at -175.
-175, Shime. Okay, so I can't do anything with that right now. Okay, I can't touch it. So I've got to go to player props offensively. There are a couple of guys who both hit very well in their careers against Nick Pivetta for the Yankees. One is Josh Donaldson, 3 career home runs. The other is Giancarlo Stanton, 8-for-20 with 3 career home runs. I don't mind either one as a sprinkle on the home run props. Donaldson is +340 to hit home run. I think Stanton is either 280 or 290. But I like both their total bases props at Fenway Park. We've hit this quite a bit during the year. Getting these opposing players at Fenway Park, where there are more doubles annually at Fenway than any other ballpark because of the monster. I like total bases on Donaldson at plus money. I like total bases Giancarlo Stanton at -105. So I'll be using either one of those two, I believe, for Mutt's Big Bet tonight on the broadcast. And you can't do anything with -175, Shime. I can't. I know some people can give that out. I can't. He's projected to have somewhere 8-9 strikeouts. I can't lay the -175.
Yeah, I'm with you. The bets I like, I'm going to go with Devers over 1.5 total bases at +120. Okay. He just owns space in Gerrit Cole's head. He's like
the one Red Sox that does.
The other bet I would like to play, especially if the number changes at all, it's under 15.5 outs recorded for Nick Pivetta. Unfortunately, it's -145 right now. If that comes down at all, like, I'm fine with taking under 14.5 outs. Like, he doesn't get to through full 5 innings. He's only gotten through exactly 5 innings twice in his last 3 starts, and he got through 3 innings. So, like, and the Yankees have an opportunity to mash here. So, I don't have a lot of faith in Pivetta. So, if that number moves at all, I'd be very okay with playing under 14.5 total outs for Nick Pivetta. I'm even okay with laying a little bit of that juice for the under 15.5, especially if somehow that gets down to like -135, then I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
All right, so I like where you're at there. We'll take a look at Donaldson and Stanton. And there's some wet weather in the forecast, so they'll probably get the game in tonight, but I suspect that it may start late, so keep an eye on that. If they do start and get delayed, it could affect starting pitchers, which is one of the reasons why when there's weather in the forecast, Shime, I tend to shy away from the pitching props because a guy could start and then have a lengthy delay and then not come back and you're screwed.
So that's why I don't think it's the case. If I go under outs recorded, though, then I'm cashing everything. So
yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of why another reason why I would like that as well.
Anything else, Shime, for the people on this kind of middling Tuesday? This is kind of our bridge between week one and now week two in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying football being back. It's making me very, very happy.
No games tonight, though. Come on.
No, I know. But, you know, you got to have a couple rest days in here.
Mm.
Today is my day where I start to turn the page to week two. I'll listen to some podcasts about the lines, the early lines, stuff like that. I'll get my fantasy news. This is when I like to focus on fantasy is Tuesday because the waiver wire is so important. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on today. And then by tomorrow, it'll be full on into week two gambling research.
Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and, of course, the Odyssey app. We post if you subscribe, you get it right to your phone or your listening device automatically, which is one benefit of subscribing. We also post it when we do put it up on Twitter at BetQL Boston, BetQL Boston. And we'll have a deeper dive on Patriots Steelers tomorrow. We'll have some Thursday night ideas as well and some more Red Sox and Yankees. Chris Shime, excellent job out of you. Get your research done. We'll talk Wednesday morning, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Mutt. Can't wait. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.